Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and it's a Tuesday night, and it's all about manifesting and making things happen. And this is what I would, law of attraction, right? And somebody goes, I'd really like to tap into that law of attraction, because they hear some of the stories that we chat about on the radio here or on Blog Talk, and the they listen to the podcast later. So to all of you guys that are listening now and those who are going to listen to it later, here's a couple of things for you. I know that, you know, some people go, well, the law of attraction, when does it work? It's always working, right? And so I always explain it like this, for myself first, right? The law of attraction works whether you know, let's say one is the worst thing that you can attract for you, okay? And you know what that is. Maybe, you know, it's a love that you don't want to attract anymore. Maybe it's bad food. Maybe it's something negative in your life, okay? So let's put that at one. The best would be 10, all right? So what would that look like? That would mean the man or woman of your dreams. That would be the best career for you, the most money that you can make. Most of the time people connect, you say that's a 10, right? You know, that's attracting high-level, high-quality stuff there. So how do you go from a 1 to a 10? Maybe a better question, too, would be how do you go from a 10 to a 1? You know, if we're all in a classroom, I think all our hands would be raising up now saying, hey, I can tell you, right? So one of the things that I think that the first thing I'd like to talk about is it's really important to understand that whatever you're thinking on the inside, you're creating on the outside, okay? So, and that's the first thing. Second thing is the universe always responds to what you feel about what you say, you know, not what you're saying with your mouth, but what you feel about what you're saying. I am a great person. I am thin. I am beautiful, right? How many of us tried that in the mirror? I'm awesome. Who's telling me that yesterday? Or somebody was telling me that, one of the clients I have. I'm so awesome. I go, do you really believe that? Yeah, I'm so awesome. And she really does. And she looks amazing and awesome and stuff like that. But it took me a long time. And so you're saying it, and what happens is as you start saying something, the shift will happen. So it's important to say it every day. I am awesome. I am sexy. I am beautiful. I'm attracting the man of my dreams. I am whatever you're trying to attract, because you want to attract at a 10 versus a 1, right? And and although you go, well, I'm still not attracting the man. I'm still not getting the job. Any of you guys have ever said that? I'm still not getting the home that I want. I'm still not, okay? So that right there is a big thing, you know? And whatever you're saying right now, the brain doesn't know the past, present, or future. It only knows the now, okay? So whatever you're saying right now, you're sending to the energy, of course, to now, to tomorrow, to 30 days from now. Third thing I want to share with you, it takes 30 days to build momentum in anything that you do, okay? So if you're in the process of, see, I caught myself. If you are in the process of changing something, it's going to take 30 days for you to really make that shift within yourself, and then you're going to see it on the outside, okay? It may take 60 days to really see it, and then 90 days, you got that in the bag because you really believe it yourself. And how do you start really believing it yourself? You start saying it to you out loud. I have one of my, I work out at Orange Theory Fitness, right? A great place. And it's really helped me get into some really decent shape. And I want to take it to a whole new level, right? But you have to start somewhere. So I started and I was chubby and blah, 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 all that stuff that we feel. And now, you know, now I've leaned out and gotten better and faster runner and all this stuff that we do. But what happened was, and a guy made such an impact on me. His name was Steven. And he is a coach there, amazing guy. And this was a few months ago. He goes, how many of you guys think you're awesome? And they were like, yeah, you know, like these little mini yells or whatever, not really passionate about it. He goes, let me tell you something. If somebody said, how awesome are you, Steven? I would go, I'm so awesome. And he'd be screaming. And he goes, I'd be making myself deaf and everybody deaf. He goes, how many of you guys think you're awesome? And you know, everybody started really hooping and hollering and say, yeah, we all are awesome. And I remember thinking, and he said that something like this, he goes, if we say that every day, we're going to start believing that we're awesome. And what happens is that You know, you got to remember that just like what you say today, you'll believe tomorrow, and you keep on saying it, you know, that energy you're sending out to tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, and so on. You know, a lot of times what you're experiencing today is something that you created months ago or years ago. What does that look like? You know, most of the time our parents, they try to do the best they can for us, right? And we try to do the best we can for ourselves, you know. We go to grade school and we're, you know, on the front row and we're getting good grades, or we're not. And, you know, sometimes our parents say things that maybe not be the best for us, because there are two primary teachers, as we're, you know, from a, I don't remember the age. So a lot of the stuff that you're hearing in your subconscious is like, I'm not a good student. I'm a bad student. I am, you know, I can't do anything right. You're a real dumbass. Has anybody ever heard, you know, said that to themselves? Maybe their folks said it. Oh, man. Somebody just texted me. My ex-husband, soon to be ex-husband, did me all the time, right? But he didn't learn it just now. You know, he learned it from a long time ago, right? He's probably been, I'm saying this to the person that just texted me that, somebody has been telling him that for a long time, right? So how do you have that subconscious dialogue that's driving the back seat of your car? You've ever heard of a back seat driver, right? I'm a back seat driver sometimes, aren't we all? Let me tell you the best backseat driver is, and that's your subconscious, okay? And that's those messages that we forgot about on a conscious level. Remember the first time we got in trouble, or maybe the first time we stole something, right, if we ever did, or maybe the first time we told a lie, or maybe the first time we got one over on our parents, or whatever it is that we did, or maybe we didn't, and then we got in really big trouble, and, you know, they said something that maybe not, you know, is appropriate for us, or that wound inside of each and every one of us, okay? So you don't have to, but if you really want to change your life, I think this is important. You got to remember that you may be still carrying those wounds, and probably are, from some kind of talk from your teachers or grade school kids or you know, friends or whatever, because and those wounds are with you still. So how do you change that? Well, what would you like to be, you know, in this life, okay, or right now? What would you want to be the best athlete? You want to be the best teacher? You want to be the best spiritual leader, the healer, whatever? There's something that's always holding you back, right? Some of us say that. I know you guys have said it to me. So you can sit there and dissect it, or you can just say, you know what, I'm going to just continue to say, and you can dissect it. That's cool. I'm not knocking that, because I've done that myself, and some of us, we do that. Why do we think this way? And, you know, so a lot of us read The Course in Miracles, or we do affirmations, or we do both, or we do Jim Rohn or Tony Robbins or James, what's that, his name? I don't remember now. Wayne Dyer and, you know, Sylvia Brown. All the books that we read are the mantras that we do. And there's plenty of out there. We read the Bible, right? Some of us do that. But what we do is we learn to teach our subconscious by teaching our conscious first, and the shift, when the shift happens in the conscious, it's also happening in the subconscious. Okay, so all those records that we're not even aware that are playing in our brain, are driving in the backseat of our Lamborghini, or, you know, I love fast cars, by the way, if you don't realize that. And maybe you guys like luxury cars, the Mercedes or whatever. And it's in the backseat. That subconscious is constantly telling us, you know, from the old stuff that it's picked up, not only from this lifetime, but the past life. But let's talk about this lifetime, all right? So, you know, what you do is, if, let's say, you want to believe that you are wise and you're strong and you're beautiful. I am wise, because when you say that I am, that is the part of you that is connected to God. And we talked about that, I think, on Sunday. We're always talking about that, because Angel Coaches is always about God and the angels, right? So I am strong, I am wise, I am beautiful, I'm healthy, you know, I am working at warp, you know, at top speed. My organs, some of you guys really had to work on healing your body, physical body. My organs are working at top speed or top performance. I'm creating a great life for myself and my family, you know, and as you do that, then, and you say it every day before you go to bed, at night, and before you go to bed or wake up in the morning. And I always think of three things that I'm grateful for, then you're going to notice that shift happening quicker, okay? And then you don't have to look back. You can just look forward. Isn't that cool? Because a lot of times we're taking our energy from the past. Let me share this story with you. And I sent it out, and I'm going to send it out again to you guys. But about 2 years ago, I was I picked up the phone and there's this dude on the phone and he sounded I didn't recognize his voice and he said, "Hey Tree, this is such and such." And he goes, "About a year and a half ago I came to one of your classes. Remember?" I go, "Not really, but refresh me." And then he told me who it was. And to be quite honest with you guys, the reason why I didn't remember him was because when he came to my class he was just broken and he had zero money. He was bitching because he had to pay for the class, right? And my classes aren't really that expensive, you know, because I try to keep them where everybody could take them. And I think it was like $30 maybe for 2.5 hours or whatever. And, you know, I gave refreshments and, you know, the whole thing was amazing, right? But I bought them at the store. People are thinking, "Tree, you can't really cook." And you're right, I can't, but I'm getting better. That's my backseat driving subconscious and conscious answering that. Okay. So he says, "Remember?" And he goes, you gave us the angels to work with, and the one I worked with was Lakshmi and Zachiel, Archangel Zachiel, which is one for manifesting. And Lakshmi is also one for manifesting, too. And I'll give you what he said to them. And he says, "I worked with them, and at the end of the class, we went around and took what we wanted to create. And I didn't have a job. I didn't have a hope of getting a job. The only thing I had was myself and changing my way of thinking. And the old way into the new way." And he said, "So I said, I'm going to work with Archangel Zachiel and Lakshmi, and I'm going to create a job that I make at least 200, I think it was 150 to 200,000 a year. I'm going to meet the woman of my dreams and get married in St. Thomas." So he says, "I'm calling you today." I'm going to cry because I'm, you know, I got the job. I'm making 200 plus a year. And he said, "And I've met the woman of my dreams and we're getting married today in the Caribbean, and where I told you I was going to get married at." And he says, "I'll tell you what I did." He says, "I took that class and I took the information from it that I made up a list of affirmations that I needed to change for myself because, you know, I am strong. I am making lots of money. I am wealthy. You got to find a word that works for you, right?" And he goes, "And I used that affirmation, and I put a list of qualities down for the woman that I wanted to attract. Okay, she's beautiful. She's 5 foot whatever. She's spiritual. She's between this age and that age." He said, I wanted her to be this weight and that weight. And he goes, "And I made sure I was that way myself." And he said, "I made a list of the physical qualities, the spiritual qualities, and the emotional qualities and the mental qualities I wanted from my potential mate." He goes, "I attracted to her within 3 months of after I took that class." And he said, "And then I got the job 30 days after I started taking your class, after I took that class and did the mantras, or the affirmations, and did the angels too as well." And he said, "So," he goes, "I've achieved those goals." And he says, "I'm calling to ask you, when are you going to give another class like that? Because I want to get my next set of goals and do it again and learn." Because one of the things that I realize is that you're always learning, okay? And you can never stop. And you've got to surround yourself with spiritual people, and that's what I did. You know, he said, he went to a New Thought church and, you know, did meditation and did the affirmations and all the things. He goes, "But I want to take another one of your classes because I want to build on top of my success." Well, his next class, he took that with me. Yeah, he did. And then he started his own business, and now he's making a ton more money. And he's making in excess of $378,000 was what he told me. And that's somebody that started out in 2000, I think it was 2008, making this amount of money, and look where he is now. But what he did was he continues to do his affirmations, okay, and he's made up new ones. He uses Lakshmi, Zachiel, and a host of others that he uses. And he also continues to read, to study, and to train his mind, to train his brain to think without limitations, okay, or being limitless in his thinking. And so he's taking his business to a whole new level. And I'm going to tell you something. Myself, I've done the same thing. You know, because I remember, have you guys ever lived in survival mode, right, where you're going to rob Peter to pay Paul, or maybe you've been so in debt you know how you're going to get out of debt. And, or maybe you didn't, it wasn't even about debt, it was about paying a bill, electric bill, or your mortgage, or your rent, or you were going to get in trouble if you didn't. And, you know, that's a hard way to live. And, you know, things don't just happen, okay, we create them. And you know, if we didn't walk in with a silver spoon or a golden spoon or whatever spoon, we can create that for ourselves right here, right now. And what you got, one of the things that you do is, and I told you guys this, that I said this you know, to myself every morning and every night before I go to bed, and I meditate. I am connecting with God that is inside of me, spirit or the great I am, that lives within me, and I am creating that relationship with my God, the great I am. And, you know, and I ask questions, how can I find that divinity within me? How can I find that peace within me? Okay, so those are a couple things that, you know, those are better questions, and you get better answers when you ask better questions like that. Because then it just doesn't apply to, is he going to call, or is she going to call, or am I going to get married? You take your abundance to a whole new level, okay? And that right there is so, so key. And as you take your abundance to a whole new level, because you're consciously creating on purpose then, right? You're looking around and you go, okay, this crap I'm dealing with now is something that I didn't handle from the past. And the energy from the past is still here. And so what I'm doing is next couple of days I'm creating great energy that's going to travel with me over the next 30, 60, 90 days. And I really look at 90 days ahead. That's what I do every 90 days. That's something that's easy for me. Some people do a year. Some people do 30 days. Some people do just one day. Does not really matter. Whatever you're looking to create tomorrow, start with, you know, sending that energy out today. And tomorrow, start sending the energy out today, whatever you're looking to create for the next following day, right? And soon it's all going to catch up with you, and you're going to have this amazing, amazing prosperity and great life. Have you ever got up? Okay, I'm going to ask this question because this is hard. You guys, have you ever got up in a bad mood? I mean, I have. Sometimes I'm just so darn moody. Are you guys, right? You know, your kids are screaming, your husband, your wife screaming, your boyfriend's not called, your girlfriend's not called. You've gained 5 pounds. Ladies, you know what that's like, right? And you want to do so much and you can't do it, so you get so angry, you just shut down and you get lost in that mood. Have you ever just stopped and started crying or stopped and started screaming? Man, you know what that's like. And so, you know, what kind of energy are you putting out for you? Okay, do you understand? Because you got to love you and embrace you. You know, if you want that guy to embrace you or that woman to embrace you, that is so key. I have a friend of mine. I think she's listening in tonight. She's taking her, you know, when I work with her weekly, she's taking her abundance to a whole new level. I work with both of these gals weekly. And one has killed herself of Lyme disease. You guys know her, Victoria. It's amazing. And, you know, and creating a business where she's, you know, where she's going to be able to do what she loves and loves what she does full time, and got her horse, you know, her first horse. And remember when she started, she didn't even know how to ride a horse. Now she's getting horses and barns and putting all that together, the man and, you know, and doing it all. And how does she do that? Well, this girl travels without a lot of baggage. She gets down and out sometimes because I've talked to her. She goes, okay, how can I get myself up? So then she goes home and starts working on herself. You know what I mean? And she starts reading. For her, she's really into the runes and Odin, okay? And you know, and personal development and affirmations and all those kind of things. And it all works. There's something there for everybody, right? And she pulls herself out of it. But, you know, what I've noticed about her, she's got this amazing life, taking herself off of 14 medications, you know, and Lyme disease, I don't know how you say it. And how did she do it? But because she realized the law of attraction is working for her right now, right today. The law of attraction is working for me right now, right here. The law of attraction is working for you. What are you thinking about? You must be doing pretty good because you're on the show and you're listening in. Or if you're doing it later, you're downloading the show and you're listening in. You might be getting mad as I'll get out at us on here because we always talk about this stuff. And you're going, why can't I have it? Well, you can. You just got to give yourself an opportunity to create it. And how do you create good stuff? Change your way of thinking, all right? And really research out there because there's a lot of free things. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things that cost money. But any plan today is better than a perfect one tomorrow. I mean that with everything inside of me, you know. And, you guys, I understand that it's tough sometimes to put one foot in front of the other. But, you know, I there's another girl on here. I hope she's coming in because I'm not even over there at the studio. I put it on, and it doesn't really matter why. But it doesn't. Anyway, just know that I'm here. I'm talking to you, and I know that you guys can hear me. But one of the things that she said, I didn't believe you really, but I said, I'm going to make myself believe you. So I said, just suspend all the disbelief and believe. And realize that it can happen. And you know what? She's living with a man. They're getting married. They're engaged. a year ago. They weren't living together. He was doing bad man. You know, have you guys ever had a boyfriend that was bad? Have you ever had a girlfriend that was not the best, the bad too? Well, they were both doing their bad things. Okay? I've done bad things. We all have. Okay? And I'm laughing because, you know what, it's just behavior, and you can change behavior. And so it's a year later or 8 months later, I don't even know now, and they're getting married, they're engaged, and they're, you know, they sent me the sweetest picture of that couple being together. And you can feel the love between them. And how did they do that? Well, she fell off the bandwagon a few times. Haven't we all? So is he. So did he. Right? We always fall off. But you know what we do? What they did is they put themselves back on. And they didn't drop the ball. And if they dropped the ball, they picked it up and said, okay, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to change. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to have the relationship of my dreams by having the relationship of my dreams with myself first. And do they have rotten days? You bet. They have rotten moments. But I tell you something, they don't stay there. And that's the key here to using the law of attraction, training your conscious and your subconscious to work together. Okay? And you know what? And then it becomes a belief that you're great, that you can create anything, that God is within you, Holy Spirit or Spirit, whatever you call your higher power, it all works. And then you get that super strong. And then you have a great Christmas. And you have a great every day. And you have Christmas can be every day. You know why? Well, it'd be great to get presents, right? But then we wouldn't really appreciate them, I don't think, as much. But wouldn't it be great to live with that kind of gratitude and that joy that we all have on Christmas morning, especially when we were children, you know, and how fun and the energy felt. And we can have that. We can have that all the time. All right. And I'm just saying that you can create the life of your dreams and the life of your passion. All right. And one of the ways that you do this is really create on purpose. Realize that your conscious and your subconscious need to work together. Okay. And because the subconscious is holding on to all those old beliefs, and maybe I think some of them are good. You don't want to drop those, right? You did good today. You're a good student. You're a good girl, a good boy, whatever, you know, and you know how to do this well, and you're playing the piano well. Remember we had to take music lessons or whatever? So those are some good stuff that our subconscious has. There's some negative stuff, too, because, you know, our parents and our aunts and uncles and our babysitters didn't say the nicest things to us sometimes. And by the way, we didn't do the nicest things, too, as well. So, you know, it's a learning experience, so there's no mistakes here. And so, you know, one way you do that, where you teach it to work, is just take it 30, 60, or 90 days, or maybe just one day and say, today I'm going to say this affirmation. I believe in myself. I know I am connected to God. I am connected to God. I am a part of God, and God is a part of me. And we work together. God is the ocean, and I'm that wave in that big ocean called God. And whatever you want to say, because that's the visual that works for me. So find your own visual. And whatever you're trying to create, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I am making lots of money, I am ageless, I am timeless. I am, because when you say I am, you're putting that part of you that's connected to God. And, you know, because he, or however you see God, the energy of God is the great I am. And he can, or she can, be your best friend. Anyway, I hope that makes sense to you guys. We got some wonderful things going on this week. I have another speaker, Transformation Thursday. She's becoming quite a good friend. I told her the other day, I said, you know, you and I are supposed to work together. And her name is Sue, and I'm not going to use her last name because she didn't give me permission. I forgot to ask. And I'm sure she'll tell you on Thursday night when she shares her story of how she overcame physical illness and has a great life doing spiritual work, doing more spiritual work, and how she healed her body. And I always think things start on a spiritual and a mental and a physical way. There's a physical body is the densest energy to change, and how she healed her body and has a life of great joy and has a husband that loves her. She loves herself and has some great spiritual knowledge to share with us on Thursday. She can do it. You can do it too. You don't want to miss it. It's Transformation Thursday, and she's got a great story. So if you want to be motivated and inspired, I want to get to work right away, listen to the show Thursday night at 8 o'clock on the same dial-in number, and I will send out a web link and put it on Facebook for you guys to connect with us if you want to listen to the show on the web, because it's available 365 days, 24/7 a year, when we have it on the web. And after we do the show, it's always recorded, and that's how you can listen to it forever, okay? So thank you guys for listening in. I hope to help you. A couple angels you can work with that this guy worked with. He worked with Archangel Zadkiel, who's great for manifesting and making things happen. Lakshmi worked with her. Zadkiel, you know, you can do that whatever you want to. I always use a white candle for the archangels. You can use whatever candle you like. But I, you know, like last night, I was lighting candles and saying a prayer. Thank, dear archangels, Ezekiel, thank you for helping my relationship with God and the divine, and helping me understand and connect with God, and to make God a part of my life, and to learn to love inclusively everybody. And that's what I said. And I felt better, and I feel better today, and I feel better telling you about it or sharing it with you, okay? And then he used Lakshmi, and Lakshmi's mantra is, he says it, I think, 48 times, yeah. Om Shreem Kleem Lakshmi Ya Namaha. Om Shreem Kleem Lakshmi Ya Namaha. And he said it 48 times. He did that for, you look what he's created. He went from zero to now he's, I think, $348,000, $378,000 doing his own business, but building a great life, okay? And he says, I'm continuing to build. I'm not satisfied. I am continuing to build. He goes, the biggest thing you can do is never stop. Always keep moving. A friend of mine told me that the other day. She says, well, if you always keep moving, my dad said the same thing, always keep moving your body and your mind. You're never going to get old. You're never going to get dementia. You're never going to get Alzheimer's. You're going to stay sharp. And that's what this is really about, staying sharp, loving what you do and doing what you love, and keeping the passion. And when you do what you love and love what you do, the money chases you. You do not have to chase the money. And how do you do that? Is you do the mantras, you do the prayers, you do the meditation. You do it, and you do it consistently, okay? How many times do we do things consistently? That's a hard thing for most of us to do, to focus on consistency. But, you know, like we go to the physical gym to work our physical body, we got to go to the emotional, spiritual gym to work our mental and our spiritual and our emotional self. Really, we do. All right, you guys, have a great now. As I said, our next show is Thursday night at 8 p.m. with Miss Sue. She's amazing. She just bought a house. I'm so happy for her. So she's got a prosperity going on, and she looks great. I do not know how she's a grandmother. I mean, she probably looks like 25. You got to hear that story, too. So Sue, if you're listening, you got to tell us how you do that. All right. So anyway, you guys have a great now, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. See you Thursday night at 8. Bye, everybody.